This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Lose your job and maybe there's severance. Taxable, says the government, but whether it's right to tax severance goes before the U.S. Supreme Court today in a case that involves a company called Quality Stores that went bankrupt back in 2001. Marketplace's David Gura explains what's at issue and what's at stake.
Severance is considered compensation, so it is subject to income tax. This case deals with about $1 million worth of payroll taxes, what are called FICA taxes. Sean Anderson teaches law at the University of Illinois.
It's the taxes that the federal government imposes to fund Social Security and Medicare.
So are severance payments wages? Alan Viard of the American Enterprise Institute says that is at the heart of this case.
A vagueness, I guess, that's built into the definition of what it means for something to be remuneration for employment.
Quality Stores says severance payments don't amount to wages because the recipient has been let go. The Obama administration disagrees and says that if it loses, it would owe money to employees and companies beyond Quality Stores to the tune of about $1 billion.
$1 billion, of course, sounds like a lot of money, and it is a lot of money.
Bill Gale is a fellow at the Brookings Institution.
But not in the context of the federal budget.
This is another ambiguity in a tax code that's now more than 70,000 pages long. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.